This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. We all had a feeling it was coming. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe made the announcement today that the 2020 Olympics would be delayed to no later than the summer of 2021 after holding talks by telephone on Tuesday with Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach. Abe said today that the postponement came after months of escalating pressure from some participating countries and athletes. The delay moved closer to reality on Sunday when the Canadian Olympic Committee said it was withdrawing from the Games, and Australia's committee members informed its athletes that they could not adequately train for the Summer Games after coronavirus control restrictions were imposed. "We're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem." That, according to President Trump, on Monday, signaling his desire to soon end the social distancing in place intended to stem the upward trajectory of the coronavirus outbreak. "Our country wasn't meant to be shut down," the president said at the daily media briefing by the White House Corona Task Force. Now, last Monday, President Trump helped introduce a 15-day plan from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But now he says at a certain point, the country needs to get open, to get moving. He makes it clear that he is weighing the risk from the COVID-19 pandemic against the economic damage being done to the country from the shutdown of most businesses. Democrat and Republican leaders say lawmakers must stay in Washington to finish work on an economic stimulus package. The latest bone of contention between the two parties seems to focus on the extent of a corporate buyout, the Democrats saying they need more guarantees that jobs will be saved and money will go to the workers. Meanwhile, Republicans are complaining that Democrats are including agenda items that have nothing to do with the coronavirus outbreak. This is VOA News.